Now Rav Nosson Zal mentions another important point. Remember, one of the main things in this Torah about Tikkun Emunah was the Eitzos, that you need Eitzos for Tikkun Emunah, and the Eitzos was called Mayim Amukim Eitza Blevish. Now we understand what Avraham Avinu was doing with that whole wells business. How come it says Avraham Avinu was digging wells? V'alkein Avraham v'chol ha'ovois osku b'chafiras be'erois. Why does the Torah bother telling us that they were busy digging wells? What's the significance of that? Their avoda was emuna. We are called ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. The title of the Avos HaKadoshim is ma'aminim. Their main job in life was spreading the emuna in Hashem. That's why they had to be involved in digging water. Ki kol avoidosom hoyo lahalois emuna minufilosa. Their main responsibility was to elevate the emuna from its fallen state, legalois elikusay boilam, to reveal to the world that Hashem echod, you know, the Hashem. Al kain osku b'chafirois be'erois mayim. Now you understand why they had a need to be involved in digging for wells of water. Kedei lachtor v'lachpoir hamayim amukim anal. They were digging for these deep waters that we mentioned were mayim amukim eitza b'levish, which is the tikkun for emuna. Shemehem gedelo emuna kanal. Meaning, that was the physical activity they did to activate the spiritual power of eitza. By their being oisik in that on a physical level, and doing it l'shem yichud kutshe b'richu shchinte, where everything they did was for Hashem's kavod, it showed how symbolically they were drawing the eitzos that would be needed to support the emuna, to be mesakim the emuna and support the emuna. You follow?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ve'elu hamogine eretz. Oiskim levarer ulahalois mibchinas hechtim besoroi lebchinas pituchei choisom kodesh lashem kanal shezeo bchinas tfilin kanal. Rabbeinu Zal had said in this chapter in Likut Imran that the main responsibility of the Magine Eretz is to convert from Pegama Bris to Tikkun HaBris. Pegama Bris is symbolized by the words hechtim besoroi, which is used about a zov whose flesh becomes defective. Pituchei choisom kodesh lashem is a term that's used for Tikkun HaBris, kedusha. Their job, the Magine Eretz, are the ones who flip, you know, the on to off or off to on. Utzrichem lesakein bechinas hatzimtzum shalamoichin. Rabbeinu Zal said over there that when you're dealing with tefillin moichin, you have to be mesakein a tzimtzum for the moichin. Moichin alone without tzimtzum is of no value. Shezehu shem shakai shebetfillin. This is why the tefillin, which are called moichin, that's brains, it's light, have bedafka the shin dalad yud inscribed in them. Shelo yeshoite shin dalad yud means shedai. It is enough. That's a concept of a restriction, a gvul. When you want to tell a kid enough, you say dai. Shelo yeshoite tamoyach b'mashein lo rishus, which means we're putting walls around the brain, straps around the head, to make sure that the brain doesn't go out of bounds. It doesn't think about what it's not supposed to think about. Ki afilu bikdusha osur loy lotzeis b'machshavtoi chutz ligvul v'chulu. Because even when it comes to a person learning about Hashem, learning each person has a boundary till where they're allowed to question, till where they're allowed to attempt to understand. And if they try to go further than that, it's avera, it's asur. Ma kolshkein v'kolshkein sheloi bikdusha chas v'shom chas v'shom. How much more so, let's say if a person is married and has his own wife, and he's thinking out of bounds about other people's wives, chas v'shom, that kind of thing, how much more so that that's a major pigam, going out of bounds, allowing the brain to go out of its boundaries. V'zeu b'chinas shakai. This is the implication in this name of Hashem, sheyesh dai ugvul be'elokusoy l'chol beria. The word she dai means that there's enough of Hashem for every person. Meaning, you don't need his portion. You have your own portion. You don't need anything more than your own. Ayin shom heitev. Look in paragraph Zion in the Torah Likut Imran that we're in the middle of, Tikkun Emunah, and you'll see where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this over there. By the way, the name Shakai is generally the name of Hashem that's associated with Tikkun HaBris, because there's a pasuk Ani Kel Shakai Prey Urvei. That's the name of Hashem that's associated with Pru Urvu. Number one. Number two, the Arizal says when he talks about Kaddish, in Kaddish we say Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba. Kedusha is always an Indian of Tikkun HaBris. The Arizal says that the word V'Yiskadash is a combination of two words. It has Shin Dalad Yud in there. Hashem's name Shin Dalad Yud, and the remaining letters are Tuf Kuf 500, which is the Milui of Shin Dalad Yud. Watch this. The Shin is spelled Shin Yud Nun. The Milui is the Yud Nun, which is 60, right? 10 and 50. Dalit, the Milui is Lamed Tuf. 430 and 60 is 490. Yud, the Milui is Vav Dalit, which is 10. So it's 500. So that the word Yiskadash, may it be made holy, is actually Hashem's name Shakai with its Milui. That's the name of Hashem that relates to Tikkun HaBris. Because Tikkun HaBris is this tzimtzum. Tikkun HaBris means not looking out of where you're supposed to look. And when you marry your wife, no other women, it's all a bechina of tzimtzum, of knowing where your boundaries are. V'zeh bechinas birchas ato gibor lo'elam Hashem. So now we finish the first broch of Shmon Esrei. Rav Nosson Zal is going on to the second one. Now we understand why the next item on the ladder is Ata Gibor Olam Hashem Shehu Bechinas Gvurois. That bracha is called the bracha of Gvurois. Bechinas Smoiloi Tachas Leroishi V'yeminoi Tichapkeni Kemoi Shekosov Bekavonois. The Arizal says that Kaviyochel, it's brought in Shir HaShirim, that the relationship between Hashem and the Shechina, Kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem puts his left hand under the head and with his right hand hugs, meaning that there's a need for chesed plus gvura in coming close to Hashem. The left hand always represents gvura. Hainu bechinas tzimtzum hamoichin shenimshach mebechinas gvurois, mebechinas smoil. This refers to the limiting of the moichin. Moichin is an in of chesed. Chochma and chesed are on the same track. It's brought that the word chesed is bigamatria 72, Chochma is 73, to show that it's the item right above Chesed in the spheroids. Even though you have, what do you mean? You have Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura. The answer is no. Chochma is on the right, Bina is on the left. Chesed is the next thing on the right below Chochma. That's why Chochma is Chesed plus one. So we see that Chochma, Moichin, is an union of Chesed. It's the right side. But that kindness alone is no good. There's a concept of killing with kindness. If kindness is overdone, it's unhealthy. You must have the tzimtzum, the gevurois that come afterwards. Mibchinas smoil, shezel bchinas smoiloi tachas leroishi. Roish hu hagdola samoyach v'chochma shebaroish. When we use the term roish, it means the expansion, mind expansion, the brain, you know, being activated. You must have that left hand under the head. The head is the moichin shining. The moichin has to shine into a keli in order for it to be able to serve a purpose. That the mind should not drift out of bounds from which it's supposed to remain confined in. This is the reason why in this particular bracha, the second bracha, we mention Mechaye Meisim Atarav Loishia, Maradata, and then we say Mechalkel Chayim Beches, Mechaye Meisim, again we mention it three times right in that bracha, I think. Ki Mechaye Meisim Ze Bechinas Birurim, Shemavarim Hanitzutzois Me Imke Haklipois, Shem Sitra de Moisa. The Arizal, in explaining what Tchias HaMeisim is all about, a mess is in the hands of the Sitra de Moisa. A mess is in the hands of the Malach HaMoves. He's in a state of death, which means he's in that Sitra de Moisa. Tchias HaMeisim means selecting out which ones of the Meisim have in them Kedusha, sparks of Kedusha, which can be taken out of Moves and brought back into life. כי מחיים עצם זה בחינס בירורים, selections, שמברים הניצוצויס, מאים כהקליפויס, we extract, select and extract the sparks of Kedusha from the depths of the klipois, shehem sitra de moisa, which is called moves, death, umalin oisam, we elevate them, umechayosim, and inject life into them. Hainu shemalin umevarim, mibchinas hechtim besoroi, mibchinas pigamabris, lebchinas pituche choisim kodesh lashem, sheze ikr habirur, ki pigam habris, Iker sitra de moiso bechinas ragleho yordos moves. Now Rav Nosson Zal wants to say that when Rabbi Nizal says in that chapter in the Kutaman, when he talks about converting from pigama bris to tikana bris, that's the concept of going from death to life, because another word for pigama bris is moves. When it talks about the shechina being nifgam, when it talks about a person chashom causing pigama bris, the term that's used is ragleho yordos moves. He causes the shechina to be pulled down into the hands of the klipos and everything through his pigama bris. So therefore, the concept of tchias hamesim, the reversal of moves, is synonymous with tikana bris. Those two go together. Ukeshem is gabrim al yitzroi, and when a person is zeichet to be goiver against his yetzahara, umeshabrim esar hihurim roim, and he smashes the bad thoughts in his mind, he doesn't allow them to just keep flowing. And the person takes himself out of the status of hechtem besoroi, pigama bris, and brings himself into the category of pituche choisim kodesh lashem, tikana bris. What he does is, he can actually take those sparks of kedusha, which through his pigama bris, he threw them into the tumah, wasted sea, all of those kind of things which fell into the Sitra Achra. Sitra Achra is called Sitra de Moisa. It fell into a place called death. When he does tshuva, when he's zochet to be mezgaber against his hirhurim roim, that gives him the ability to lift up those fallen sparks and inject life into them, give them new life. Ki hamoichin digdusha heim ikar hachayim. Because when we talk about a person's brain being kept holy, that's called life. The term life applies to that. Bechinas ha-chochmo techaye. There's a pasuk that says, chochmo gives life. So to the extent that a person's chochmo is intact, he's keeping his brain proper, he has a life machine. He's able to literally give himself life and do tchiyas ha-mesim. Ve'ikar ha-birur hu'al-yidei ha-tzimtzum. And you need to know here, Rav Nosson Zal says, that the main ability to select, extract, and fix these sparks of Kedusha is dependent on your ability to show that you're capable of doing tzimtzum, of constricting yourself. Shetzrichin li zoher ma'oid, person has to be super careful, ulehizgaber b'chol koichoy letzamtzem esmoichoy, and to work with all his might to constrict his brain, to fence it in. Not to allow his mind to drift and slide into, past the line, into thinking bad thoughts, thoughts that he's outside thoughts. And even if one of these thoughts is shot into his brain by a gun, by remote control, he didn't do anything supposedly, zap, the thing jumps into his brain and it's suddenly shows up on the screen in his mind. Tzorech lehizgaber litfoises machshavtoi. Person has to grab hold of his thought process. Uletzamtzemo, and box it in. Sheloi toisif laharor v'lachshav zeh klal. And to hit the stop button, the second he realizes that it happens, boom, stoppage. Step on the brakes instantly and force his brain to stop thinking that thought. Rak lahamshich hamachshov oledvorim shebekdusha. Then turn right or turn left, switch into a different topic, literally tug on the reins and pull the brain off that bad thought and put it onto a dovor shebekdusha. Validezeh ikr ho'alio v'habirur. This is one of the things that accomplishes the greatest degree of elevating fallen sparks of Kedusha and making the tikkun that's needed for them. This is how a person can correct the past. ubozeh mamshich alatzmoi koyach hamogin eretz. When a Jew passes such a test, when a Jew is given a bad thought, and instead of giving it free rein, no stopwatch, the second he realizes that bad thought's in there, he hits the stopwatch and immediately jumps away from it. That's the greatest, that's one of the greatest, by that he draws upon himself the koyach of the mogine eretz, shemalin mehechdim sori lebchinas pituche choysim. We said the mogine eretz were the ones who have the ability to change, to convert pegama bris into tikkun bris. Dahainu, shehamachshovois vahahirhurim roim, shemimenu hoyonase chas v'sholom hechdim besoroi. Those bad thoughts which ended up leading a person into pegama bris, dahainu mikrois chas v'sholom, leading a person chas v'sholom into having an accident at night where chas v'sholom zera comes out, that type of thing. Whom? How does that come about? When a person thinks about what they're not supposed to think about during the day, chas v'sholom, it results in those kinds of accidents at night. He makes a tikkun for those thoughts and he elevates them to a place of kedusha. Dahainu shekoyfe es machshavtoi. He forces his brain to go in a certain direction. Umahapcho mimoves lechayim, and he converts it from death to life. He does a tchias amesim on his own brain. And he forces himself to think thoughts of kedusha, thoughts of Torah, thoughts of serving Hashem. Ki hamachshavo biyad ha'odom lahatoiso kiritzoino lemokim sheuroitza. Rav Nosson Zal says because the fact is that a person's thought process is within his control. He has the ability to turn it as he wishes, to whatever place he wants to turn it to. Kimavur bidvoreinu kamapomim, as is mentioned in our sforim in many places. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is saying that a person should know every time he passes such a test, he's doing a tchias hameisim, literally, to sparks of kedusha that in the past he might have caused to fall into the tumah. He's doing a tchias hameisim in getting them to come back. Because the pasuk says, hachochma techaye, the moyach has the ability to do tchias hameisim. On what? On whatever you killed before. A person killed sparks of kedusha through pegama bris with his moyach by battling, by waging the war of the mind, the war of the brain, of the bad thought coming and popping it out 1 second faster. That gives him permission to make a tikkun for 360 sparks of kedusha chas v'shalom that he messed up 10 years ago, whatever it is. V'alkein mazkirin tchias hameisim bebirchas atagibor. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you can understand why the concept of tchias hameisim is discussed bedavka in the bracha of gvura, shubachinas tikkun tzimtzum amoichin. Gvura is an inyan of tzimtzum, specifically tzimtzum of the moichin. Ki ikar habirur al yedei hatzimtzum shel amoichin v'kanal. Because again, birurim happen through a lot of different ways. But you want to know what the most effective birur is? It's tzimtzum. It's when the person can show that he's capable of containing himself, constricting. V'chein okay, so that's related to pegama bris. That's related to hirhurim roim. V'chein tzrichim letzamtzem hamoichin afilu bikdusha. Now, even when it comes to the realm of Torah or items of kedusha, a Jew is supposed to be able to limit his brain. Shelo yeshoitet hamoyach b'mashen le'rishus, not to allow his brain to drift to those kind of things that he's not allowed to think about, even related to Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, b'mufla mimcho al tidroish, in that which is too far above you, you have no permission to darshan it, to learn about it. As is written in this chapter in Likud Imran. This is again one of the issues Rabbeinu Zal addresses in this Torah Tikkun Emuna. Because when a Jew allows his mind to drift and to wander into that area where he has no rishus to think about it, afilu bigdusha, even when it's in Torah or Yiddishkeit, Zehu bechinas riboy ho'er. That's a concept where he's turning on the light too brightly. Shegoyrim shviras kelim chas v'shalom, which causes the lamp to burst, to shatter. when you turn up the fire, the flame too high, the thing busts, it splatters. Shemishom kol hanitzutzos hanafulin. That causes broken sparks. It's Shvira Sakelim that resulted in all kinds of sparks of Kedusha being found among the broken glass, Rahman al-Slam. Shemishom nimshochim kol hahirhurim v'chol ha-machshavai sroiz kenoida. And we know, where do bad thoughts come from? They come from those sparks of Kedusha that are found among the Shvira Sakelim. So the person's going to perpetuate the process, chas v'sholem, if he allows his mind to go too far. This is why it's brought that one of the most important prerequisites to the limud of Kabbalah is Tikkun HaBris. Why? Because it's very simple. If a person has Pigam HaBris, Chas HaShom, then it means that by him there was Shvira Sakelim. By him there was there are sparks of Kedusha among Klipois, a big mess. Now if this person is going to try in the world of learning to go in past that line also, past the line that because he doesn't have good kalim, because his kalim are broken, this is considered no man's land for him, he's not allowed to be learning there, he's going to make more shvira sakalim. It's going to add to the mess. It's not going to fix anything, chas v'shalom. Al kein bebirchas atogibor misaknim tzimtzum amoichin b'chol habechinois. Therefore, during this second bracha de Shmoneh Esrei, that's where we fix all aspects of the tzimtzum of the brain. So that the brain should not go out of the boundary of Kedusha and enter into places of tumah to think chas v'shalom outside thoughts. Vegam shelo teitze v'teshoite hamachshava b'mekoymos hakdoshim lamala mimadregosa. And even within the Kedusha, that the brain shouldn't go past where it's supposed to. A Jew is allowed to stay within between Chochma and Malchus. If he goes below Malchus, Ragleho Yordes Modes. Below Malchus is Tuma. If he goes above Chochma, he's going into Keser, where Chas v'Shalom is playing with fire. He's playing with fire. Sheloi Taharois Hagvul Chas v'Shalom. That he shouldn't Chas v'Shalom tear the boundary. You know, overshoot the boundary, the canal, as we said earlier. Vaideze ikar habirur. And this is what causes the main tikkun, shubhinas trias amesim, which is the ability to inject life into what's dead, chas v'shalom. Vaze bechinas, this is the explanation behind a statement in the Zohar Kodesh. There's a famous statement where the Zohar Kodesh says, kulhu demachshovo ispariru. That everything, all the things that have been messed up in this world, if you want to fix them, it with machshava, you can fix everything. Meaning, for example, a person does averos. Let's say a person has a chance to give tzedakah, and he doesn't. He's poigem in the sphere of chesed. Let's say he was supposed to do chesed, and he didn't. So he has a pigam in chesed. Let's say yesoid, pigam abris, is a pigam in yesoid. If a person's poigem in any of the seven lower spheros, the Zohar HaKadosh says, if you have the ability to bounce above all of them and to go into the Moichen, to go to Chochma Bin Adas, if you have the ability to purify your brain, automatically you fix everything below it. If the person makes a tikkun for the Machshava, Kulhu b'machshava ispariru. All the Sphirois can be nistakin through Machshava. Person might think sometimes that in order to do it, I'll have to go literally to those places again where I did the Pigam HaBris. Not necessarily. Sometimes Hashem can bring that place to you. How? You mean he's gonna bring Brooklyn to Yerushalayim? No. The answer is yes. In your mind, Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Ketuban that wherever a person's brain is, that's what a person is. A person can fantasize that he's anywhere in the world and put himself there. And if he puts himself in a certain place, and then he's given a test, and he passes the test, that can make a tikkun for any maisaro or machshava, you know, anything that he did wrong in that place. V'ze bechinas kulam b'machshava is bariru. She'ikar habirur hu'alidei ha'machshava. The main tikkun of a person is through his brain, through his thinking process. Al yidei shekoyfe es machshavtoi shaloi tachshev chutz legvul kanal. The ability of the person to put reins, like you put reins on a horse, to put reins on the machshava and not to allow it to go out of bounds, not to the right or to the left of where he's supposed to keep it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein mazkirin hei pa'omim t'chias ha'meisim b'brocha zois, kenizkar b'kavonas. Now you'll understand why in this second brocha of Shmoneh Esrei we mention the words mechay ha'meisim five different times, as is referenced in the Kisvei Arizal. K'al yidei habirur hanal, shehu b'chinas t'chias ha'meisim, by making this tikkun called t'chias ha'meisim, the person is fixing his brain. The atogibor, the gvurois, is in the ability to contain the moyach. That's the gvura here. To put a bear hug around your brain and not allow it to go outside of where it's supposed to go. Va'oz nistaknim hahei chushim shekulam nimshochim mehamoyach sheberoish. To the extent that a person makes a tikkun for the brain, he's making a tikkun for the five senses, which are all plugged into the brain. Sight, smell, touch, taste, all of those five chushim, which span the whole body, the whole nervous system. The toe steps on a nail and you feel pain, that's plugged into the brain. That's one of the chushim. If you fix the brain, you can fix the whole body from top to bottom. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Bo'is Yudalid, he discusses the topic of the five senses related to Rosh Hashanah, related to the tikkun that we make on Rosh Hashanah. Ule'inyan ha'yeshiva, and one of the paragraphs in that lowest level is Emunah. Below that is Chas Hashanah, the Eser Kisrin Misavus, it's called, the ten spheroids of Klipa.
So Yisod is really part of getting Yisod below Malchus?
No. Yisoid is above Malchus. Malchus, Yisoid, Hoid, Netzach, right?
So below that is that of the Adama.
Exactly. Below that is the Adama, Lahavdil, Kaviyochel. When a person's standing, the Malchus is the bottom of the feet. What's under that? The Adama, which is Klolo, Aruro HaAdama. That's why you're supposed to wear shoes on the feet, because Raglecho Yordos Moves. Because the Klipos are always trying to pull the Kiddusha down by the feet. And you got to make sure to protect the feet, you know, in a big way.
Like everybody says now, like the new medicine is here, like mind over matter. And it's like a new concept. It seems like
Rabbeinu Zal said it. Rabbeinu Zal said that you could have a guy standing in front of a firing squad, physical. They have guns that are physical, not mental, and bullets and everything. And he can concentrate, if he were capable of being Merakez, his whole attention, and concentrating that it shouldn't shoot. They won't be able to. He can cut off the pipes to them that they can't shoot him. The Shechina, number one, the Malchus. When? Sometimes when she wants to, and sometimes Chas Shalom against her will. Maisa me'avedas basmelech. What happened? A bad word was said, and she got lost. She got lost where? She went into the palace of the no good one. He said the no good one should get you. That's Ragleh Yordas Moves. And sometimes at night, that's the avoid of the Shechin. When at night, not during the first day. Is it during the first day of the night? After Chatzos, the Shechina goes and makes
right,
Birurim.
You can't say Tehillim before Chatzos, because the Tehillim is between the Takei.
I think he's right. That it's Bedavka at that point that the Shechina goes down very cautiously into the place of the Klipois and draws up those sparks of Kedusha that it's able to. And as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter Tezvov, in the Torah Likutei Moran, Le'inyan HaYeshiva, regarding the Yeshiva of the Tzadik Emes, he speaks over there about a Rebbe and Talmidim and how they accomplish all of these Tikkunim of Nefila Semuna that's mentioned over there. Now you understand why we say in that bracha five times the words Mechayim Esim Atarav Loshir, Mechayim Esim, Boruch Atashim, Mechayim Esim, Kemeged Hahei Chushim Sheberoish, Shenistaknim, Al Yidei Habirur Vuhu Aliyo, Shemalim Mehechtim, Lechoysim Dikdusha, Shehu Tikkun Amoyach, Shezebchinas Tchias Amesim Kanal. Through the fact that a person is mesaking his moy, he puts a tzimtzum on his brain. Gvurois, he turns on the gvura. Ezel gibor hakoyvesh. A gibor, according to Torah, isn't the one who punches; it's the one who can pull his punch. A gibor is the one who can hold the brain back from going past where it's supposed to go, going out of bounds at all. That's the gvura, to hold back.
Gibor and gvura are the same.
Yes, Gibor means a person who has Gevura, or Kavyach Hashem, who has Gevura, the mid of Gevura. So in that Brocha Daika, where we're talking about the ability to convert from Pegam HaBris to Tikkun HaBris, through this Tzimtzum HaMoichin, that's where we're drawing a Tikkun into all of the five senses which are plugged into the brain. And that's why in the L'shem Yichud for Tefillin, this is all talking about Tefillin, the Hechtim, we say that Ashana Shoma Sheba Moichi Imshar Chushai V'Koychoisai Kulam Yiyu Meshibodem L'fanecha, because the Chushim are plugged into the Moich. V'ze Bechinas Ato Gibor Leilam Hashem Shepirushoi. What does it mean when we say Hashem, you are powerful forever? What are we trying to say there? Rav Nosson Zal says Shepirushoi Kemoi Shepirish Rashi Al Posuk V'ato Moroim Leilam Hashem. It has the same meaning as what Rashi writes on the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'ato Moroim Loilam Hashem. You, Hashem, are always exalted. Shepirisham, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Loilam Yodcho Al Hoel Yoina. Hashem, you always win. You always come out on top. You know when they play this game? Hashem, Loilam Yodcho Al Hoel Yoina, Hashem's hand, is that's Kaviyocha, what it means, that no matter how many Hormons there are, Gida Amelech Hashem, Hormon goes up, all of them go up, and then when Hashem decides, he goes right on top and wins. You know, whenever the right time comes. V'chein ha'kavona kan, sho'imrim ato gibor leilam Hashem. This is exactly what a person is supposed to have in mind when he's saying these words, ato gibor leilam Hashem, that forever, eternally, you're the one who's going to be the gibor. Dahainu, shashem yisporach gibor leilam voed tomid. Hashem will always win. He will always come out on top. Despite the fact that a person goes through certain time periods in life where it looks as if the bad is winning, it looks as if things are very messed up, in the end Hashem is going to straighten everything out and everything is going to come out the way Hashem wants it to be. Hainu, sha'afilu im kvar nise ho'odom. Even if a person strayed already, they went off the right path. V'hurgalo machshavtoi l'shoitet v'lachshoi b'chutz chas v'shalom, and his brain got used to thinking all kinds of bad thoughts. You know, he got used to roaming all over the place and thinking machshavoi zorois v'rayoinim v'hirhurim roim chas v'shalom. Afal pikein, Hashem yisborach gibor l'olam. Hashem is still on top. V'im yitle einov l'moroim. And if the person will turn his eyes to Hashem, yuchal lehizgaber lo'olam al hamachshavos verhurim, he can always change. He can always start to be mezgaber on these verhurim, ulahamshich machshavtei l'kedusha, and to draw his brain back into the kedusha. Ki hamachshava biyodoi tamid, because a person's brain is always within his control. Vashem yisborach gibor lo'olam lamoy be'ezroi. And Hashem, even if I feel, well, forget it, there's no way I can do it because my Yetzirah has defeated me already completely. I'm totally battered. The person has a big fight and they get punched in 100 places and you tell a guy, go fight. Now let's see you fight the other guy. The guy laughs. What are you talking about fight? I have black and blue marks on every part of me. I can't fight. The answer is, so what? Ato gibor l'olam Hashem. You might be all beaten up and bruised, but Hashem isn't. And if you want to plug into Hashem, if at any point in time you want to turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, give me the ability to overcome these Zerurim, give me the ability to start controlling my brain, you can do it any time. Im yirtzel izgabra aleim, if the person will want to be mezgabra on them. V'zehu, this is what's meant when we say, mechaye meisim ato, you Hashem are mechaye meisim, v'rav lo hishia. And you help in a very, very big way. Mechaye meisim hu bechinas habirur shenaseh al yedei hizgabrus hamachshava kanal. We said that the term mechaye meisim refers to the tikkun that's accomplished when a person is able to take control of his brain. That's what gives him the ability to inject new life into sparks of kedusha that he killed. Through his pegam habris, he took kedusha and he made it dead. And through Tzimtzum HaMoichin, he has the ability to do Tchiyas HaMeisim on those sparks of Kedusha. V'zehu, v'rav lo hishia. You don't have to do this on your own. Nobody's being asked. Ridiculous. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that for a Jew to attempt to go one-on-one with the Yetzirah is the biggest joke in the world. The Gemara proves that Rabbi Akiva, Big Tanoim, said, Gi Rabbeinu de Sitna, 2 seconds later, the Sultan held him at the edge of the cliff and said, ha-ha, big shot, you thought you could, you see I can turn the tables on you? You see I could knock you out? Don't ever say that I'm nothing to you. Don't ever say that I can't beat you. Elamai, so what chance does a Jew have? It's if the fact that Hashem is Rav Lo Ishia. If a person makes himself avails themselves to Hashem's help, Hashem can help you even win this war of Hirhurim, even if you have 30 years resume already of Hirhurim Roim and everything, and you got so used to it and it became normal to you, you can change that. It can still be turned around. V'yishuosoi rabo ma'oid ma'oid, Hashem's Yeshua is tremendous. V'yochoi lo'ishia tomid, and there's no such thing as too late by Hashem. V'ikar ha'yishua nimshach mebechinas etzois toivois. The main Yeshua comes from receiving good advice, getting good advice as to how to correct your situation. Because according to Kabbalah, the term Yeshua is a nickname for Eitzois. It refers to the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid in Kabbalah are called Yeshuois, and they're also the place of Eitzois. Shua Baroiv Yoyetz. Rav Nosson Zal quotes a few psukim to prove it. Tshua, the Yeshua comes about through Baroiv Yoyetz. When you have a lot of Eitzah, that's the Yeshua. So Eitzos and Yeshuos are synonymous. Hainu, Shemazkirin Kan Haschola Satikun. This means that when we say the words V'rav Lohoshia, we're referring to the beginning of the tikkun of this whole process. Shehem Ho Eitzos Ha'amukos Kanal, which we said was the beginning of Tikkun of Nefilah Semuna, comes from the Eitzos, the deep Eitzos. Shemehem Hischla Tikkun Kanal. We had learned way back that the beginning of Nefilah Semuna, the Tikkun for it is the Eitzos. Kedei Lahamshecho Eitzos Hamukoy Solenu, Gam Ato, Kedei Shenucha Litoin Eitzo Benafshenu, Lamoid Keneged Hamashovois Rois, to give us the ability, even at this point, to draw upon ourselves the eitzos that are needed to be misgaber against the bad thoughts that swamp a person like a big wave rushing at the person. Ki bechol tikun v'tikun tzrichem eitzos. Because within every aspect of tikun, let's say in this chapter in the Kutiman, Rabbeinu Zal mentions like a 15-step procedure for tikkun nefilah semuna, and each step tikkun, each step of the tikkun requires eitzos. Dahainu eitzos amitios hanemshochem mimayne hayeshua. This refers to true advice, which comes from the springs of salvation. If the targum, the pasuk ushaftem mayim besosoin mimayne hayeshua, where it says you will draw waters with happiness from the wells of salvation. Rabbeinu Zal quotes this a few times. The targum on that is usekablon ulfan chados. You will receive brand new advice. That's the word. That mayim besosoin, those waters, refers to eitzos toivos. Mayim amukim eitzah b'levish. That's what it's called. Kedei lizkois lehizgaper al kol hamoinim v'amakrim asatiknon. In other words, when Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, any time a Jew wants to undertake a tikkun, he's got to know that he's going to face opposition. You know how to deal with them? You know how to deal with the enemy? You know how to deal with the Satan? You don't know. You need eitzos. Whenever a person wants to undertake a tikkun, he has to expect opposition, and in order to know how to deal with the opposition, he's going to need eitzos. What kind of eitzos? Eitzos amitios. And eitzos that come from this mayim amukim eitzah b'levish. That's what he's going to need. The fact that Rabbeinu Zal says, dealing with Hirhurim, Rabbeinu Zal makes a few clear statements that it's impossible for the brain to be thinking two thoughts at the same time. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, whereas some people are under the mistaken impression that for what comes, you got to go through all kinds of mechanics and deep things to get rid of it, Rabbeinu Zal says, full of baloney. Simply grab your brain and focus it on, oh, look at that, that's blue. What kind of blue is it? That's not tchel, it's light blue. And that's it. And you unplug from your hirhur. That's an eitzah that Rabbeinu Zal gave. Somebody else didn't give it. Rav Moshe Zal writes in the Kutei Halachos that during his time he met people with all kinds of cuckoo things to deal with their hurim, and Rabbeinu Zal gave certain by Rabbeinu Zal putting certain things, you know, into perspective, and just giving you an eitzah like that. And Rabbeinu Zal said, "Mili the shtusa even." In other words, that not to some people try to bounce from that to kedusha. They're thinking a hurim, they try to bounce in the Torah, and they fall into the Grand Canyon. You know, like they're trying to go from one side to here, and they're full of baloney. Rav Moshe Zal says, all you got to do is count balatas. Bad thought, count balata one, balata two, balata three. Do it for 2-3 minutes, because Rav Moshe Zal says the Yetzirah is always on a timer. It's Ruach Sa'ara Godol B'Shaita. That's the wording the Gemara uses.
Whoa.
He gets a certain amount of time. As long as you hold out for the 33 seconds, suddenly you look back and the guy, you won. He disappeared for another day or another week. And then you can gently open up a safer, look into Torah. That's an example of an Eitzah. But that Eitzah, there's certain Eitzahs that you need for 1993. 1993 has computers, it has video, which they didn't have in Rabbeinu Zal's time. And that's why a person needs today's tzaddikim to know how to combat today's situations. And there are definitely Eitzahs available today to deal with what the Eitzah is dishing out today. To receive a custom tailored tikkun fan. Because again, you have to assume that most of the eitzahs that are written are given on a more general level. Very often there's a customization that's needed. How does it apply exactly to me? The example, chatzos. Rabbeinu Zal was able to tell one of his talmidim, your chatzos is 3 o'clock. Why? Why didn't he tell a talmid you're a bad boy? How come everybody else could do it and you can't do it? The problem is with you, not with the Torah. We're not going to change the religion for you. No. Rabbeinu Zal knew that for this particular Talmud, the option of getting up at 11 o'clock at night was not an option. And he tried to do it and it was making problems. It's brought that this Reb Dov's mother came to Rabbeinu Zal and said he's suffering from headaches all day because he's trying so hard to get up for Chatzos. And Rabbeinu Zal made a decision. Rabbeinu Zal, who knew him and who knew the Torah and who knew what goes on in heaven. Person would say, what kind of baloney? In heaven, the action goes from 11 to 1. You're going to say that for him we changed the clock? And the answer is, a tzaddik has the authority and the knowledge to say that. That for him, he gets Pesach Sheni-like. That concept. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what do you mean? You didn't bring a Korban Pesach? You missed the boat. Try to bring a Korban Pesach on Hanukkah. It's going to work. And the answer is the Torah shows us that tzaddikim, that tzaddik has the ability to draw a tikkun from Hashem, that for this particular group of Jews, they can bring the Korban Pesach and Iyor. If the other guys do it, it's zero. It's like lighting Hanukkah candles on, you know, it's zero. For these guys, it's okay.
No, Chaim Lada says that there's a general tikkun from everything. He says that if you turn to Messias Nefesh, which is like the basic of what the Baron says, everything is Messias Nefesh, and you keep a niggun in your head, you keep an ongoing niggun, then it's kind of it's like the basis for everything that you play.
It's a very powerful thing, for sure.
This idea of taking advice.
Yes, the ish tvunois yidlena. He drew that Avram digging. They had
right.
to dig wells.
But that's about the Chacham taking advice from somebody else or for himself, right?
Right.
Is there an aspect going to ask advice from somebody?
Yes, yes.
And a person a piece of advice.
Yes.
And then you go off with your life. I mean,
with that advice or without it?
That advice,
yes.
Live, you know?
Yes.
And drawing conclusions, drawing from that, you can't talk to this tzaddik right now because you find yourself in.
Meyachuz. You have examples, 100%. You have Rabbeinu Zal said that there are times that I speak to a person and I don't have him in mind at all. I'm telling him something which is going to pass from him to him, him to him. he's the one that has to hear this. But for certain reasons, this road is blocked. There's a roadblock here. There's a snow or whatever. It can't go this way. So the tzaddik knows an alternate path. He knows that by telling it to this one, it's going to get to this one. And this particular... So sometimes a person can hear something from a tzaddik, which he's wondering, it sounds like that has nothing to do with me. He doesn't know that the tzaddik could be using him as a bank shot for somebody else sometimes. Meyachuz. And at the same time, a person going into the Beis Medrash, it says that you're supposed to daven a tefillah before you learn and a tefillah after you learn. Why? Because the Torah is fire. What is the Torah? The Torah is advice. So what begashmi is, if a person goes to a tzaddik to ask advice, before he goes in there, he's got to beg Hashem, show me what to ask. Because Rabbi Nazar writes clearly, and I heard it from today's leaders of Breslov, the answer you get is going to be based on the question you ask. Two guys will come in and ask about the same thing. One guy will get an answer yes, the other guy will get an answer no. And you're saying, and not because different neshamas, because he asked one way and he asked a different way. He was shopping for answer A, whereas he's shopping for answer B. So the person has to beg Hashem, show me how I should go about looking for the answer. How do I make sure that the tzaddik doesn't feed me emes instead of emes lamitoi? I don't want I have to decide for myself which one do I want. Do I want the emes of the malachim, which is 4 billion levels higher than any of us are on, or do I not want to take a chance with the emes of malachim, because could be the emes lamito is something completely different. And we have the story of Rav Nosson Zal, which is such an unbelievable. Who could have been more sincere than him, supposedly? And yet we're shown that the first time he came to ask, it wasn't good enough. He didn't understand how serious the thing he was asking for and how serious he would have to get in order to get the right answer. Until he got the wrong answer 2 or 3 times and felt, and because he was so amiti, he wanted so much, and if it felt one drop not emes, he couldn't live with it, so he kept going back and back until he pushed the right button, and Rabbi Nazar said, that's what you want? Oh, I got a whole different program for you. Right? So 1 second, so you have to daven before you go to ask advice, and then after you get advice, you have to beg Hashem, I heard what he said, I can misinterpret it now 4 million different ways, and I could misapply it, and I could make, and it's happened in business, people go to ask advice from the advisor, the guy gives them advice, then they do something, they go back to the advice, and the guy says, you nut, you didn't understand what I told you. What I told you didn't apply to this situation. It applied only to that situation. You thought that I meant... I didn't mean that at all. So a person needs tefillah before and tefillah after.
The question is, like, is this like Ramash advice of Emet Lamito? This real Hashem's advice? Can it only come from a tzaddik Emet, you know, or is it something that you can go to a rav and sit down and...
For sure.
Real truth of your life. How well does this person know me? I mean, listen to your soul and it can tell you.
For sure. The impression I have is that there's billions of different levels, number one. And number two, sometimes it could come from your wife. Sometimes your wife, in a particular issue, sometimes a person's an Oigea Bedovor. The Gemara says that if Moshe Rabbeinu can't give advice, can't testify for someone if it's his brother or sister, that kind of thing, and somebody else can. Why? Because if he's a relative, the bechim of emes that isn't can't work. The Torah says can't work, whereas somebody else can. Sometimes it says accept the emes from wherever it's coming from. Meaning, sometimes a person's not going to be zeicha to hear it direct from Rabbi Nazar. I'll give you the great Ezel Chochom Halomid Mikolodom, the story that Rabbi Chaimzal told, that there were big tzaddikim, that their most powerful musr, that the most powerful advice that they ever got in their life came from a goy. Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Zisha was sitting under the tree, and the guy came by, and the hay fell down, and the guy said, throw it up to us, and they said, we can't, we're too tired. And he yelled at them in Russian, this guy, you can, you just don't want to. And that statement was ringing in their ears for the rest of their life. Anytime the sultan tried to make them think they can't do something, this is too hard a test, they remembered that the guy had told them, you can, you don't want to. And they said that affected them more than what the Mizrachim Maggid had. So in terms of where to look for emes, you got to be looking for it all day. If a person zoicha, he gets to the tzaddik, he gets to see it in a sefer, sometimes he'll get it somewhere else, you know.
I just want to go back to my first question. I mean, in a sense, what you just said right now, it's about the idea that every person is going to be, in a sense, drawing advice for himself.
That's what the Zohar Kodesh calls the Torah, Taryak Eating. The whole life is being Masakan the Amunah. And Rabbeinu Zal writes in that Torah, step one of Tikkun Emunah is Eitzos. That's why a Jew has the Torah. Since his tefillin, it's all Eitzos as to how to be Zoche to believe in Hashem.